Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm host of the show. And, you know, we continue to stream stories one after another about this new economy, how leaders are adapting their organizations, building compelling cultures, and trying to succeed during these definitely changing and challenging times. Our next guest is Bimal Shah, CEO, 1 Year Breakthrough Organization. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for having me. I appreciate it.
And so what is 1 Year Breakthrough Organization?
So what I primarily do, my mission is to make pioneers out of entrepreneurs. And what I do is I help entrepreneurs achieve their 3-year goal in 1 year and have the government pay for it through grants. So I work as a trainer, as a coach, as a consultant, you know, wear all the hats that I need to wear, including recruiting, to help entrepreneurs achieve their 3-year goal in 1 year. And that's the 1 year breakthrough. Breakthrough is taking the next level growth, and that 3-year goal is tied into a 25-year vision or a 5-year moonshot. So that in a nutshell, you know, is the 1 year acceleration.
Well, I mean, I have so many questions based upon your initial statements. How do you get the government to pay for it? What kind of tax
credits? So it's a grant that I get. I do grant writing and grant procurement. It's a training grant. It's a growth grant for business. And I do the procurement and writing, and that basically helps them pay for my fees and all of that in the training that I can provide, the coaching to companies. So that's a grant that I procure from the state. So currently I'm focused in the state of Florida because I'm located there and I work in the state. But these grants are available in many different states. And my goal is to, you know, work with many companies throughout the United States in helping them grow and utilize the grants to do the same.
Interesting. So why don't you give us your background as a business advisor so we get a sense of...
So I came to this country, you know, 22 years ago with almost empty pockets, $20 in my pocket, and worked several jobs to pay my own out-of-state tuition. Was working 5 jobs. I slept in the job, and I had, you know, the night shift as a dorm library assistant. And also, you know, I never got a chance to go back to my own dorm and sleep. But I was working very hard to pay my own out-of-state tuition. But when I graduated, I had $20,000 in savings, and a lot of companies offered me opportunities in the financial sector. And as a result, you know, I thought of, instead of taking all the offers, I started my own business in the financial services. And I've been a thriving entrepreneur ever since. And as part of doing that, you know, a lot of clients were asking a lot of favors. You know, those favors led into consulting, training, coaching. And one day, you know, one client of mine told me, "You do more for me on that whiteboard in 1 hour than 10 meetings discussing money." And, you know, then I asked him, "How much is this hour worth?" He goes into his office, brings a check, cuts me a check for $3,000. And I was shocked. It was an aha moment. And that's when I started the whole consulting training business in 2014.
What do you consider your expertise to be in?
So my expertise is, you know, in acceleration, business acceleration. So I'm a state-funded business accelerator. Don't know if that kind of category exists, but it's basically taking and accelerating businesses to the next level in a year.
And what kind of companies are you currently working with?
So currently I'm working with companies size 10 to 50 employees. That's my sweet spot that I'm working in the state of Florida, down here in South Florida. And looking at businesses that have, in all different industries. So I've been working in many different industries in construction, accounting, finance, marketing, business, e-commerce, all different types of business, and helping them scale, looking at marketing. So the whole process is I take their 3-year goal, I do a business scorecard, which is a functional scorecard on each one of their business functions, whether it's marketing, operations, sales, training, finance, leadership, technology, innovation, and find out the gaps. Once we find out the gaps, we also look at their financial value. I sent you the scorecard for you to review and how that creates financial value. And then we convert those into 90-day leaps and 15-day sprints and weekly touch points.
Is this your scorecard, or are you using a format that's been developed by another firm?
No, it's mine. I completely built from scratch.
That's very interesting. So you have this assessment tool that you use in your work, and then it helps you to set goals and objectives for the work as well.
Yeah, and also create a financial impact within each one of the functions and say, what's the end result? What's the impact to the company? And then whichever one has the highest financial impact, we then focus on that as part of our 90-day leaps and 15-day sprints.
Interesting. Do you have a financial background at all as well?
Yes. Yeah, I've been in the financial industry for 20 years. So.
Okay, that's what I was sort of asking. You said business accelerator experience, but I was trying to get a sense of your core skills. So you have a financial background training?
Yeah.
Interesting. And how do you see what you're doing changing in this economy?
So currently, you know, it's one of the good things is that, you know, we meet virtually and instead of being in person. So my driving time has reduced. But this is really good because it allows for a lot more robust training, sharing, collaboration, and also a lot of resources that I can bring to the table in terms of knowledge products, online courses, webinars. So it opens up a lot of doors for many businesses in you know, taking the type of training and things that businesses want to do it to a whole new level. Even right now with one of the existing clients, you know, that I was doing training, you know, even he acknowledged that the Zoom training was a lot more robust than the in-person training because the in-person training was a lot more talk and a lot less work. Whereas in Zoom, I showed him that here, you know, at the end of our training, here's an end result, here's a built process, a built system that you can walk away with, which we were, when we were meeting in person, we were just talking and brainstorming, you know, so I see that there's a lot of positive. Yes, definitely nobody can, replace the human touch, but this definitely has its core advantages as well that every business can take advantage of.
We've been speaking with Bimal Shah, CEO, 1 Year Breakthrough Organization out of Boca Raton, Florida. And just to remind anyone, if they're looking for any of these interviews, such as this one, you can find Radio Entrepreneurs on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and our website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Bimal, if someone's looking for you, how would they connect with you?
So I'm active on LinkedIn. If they want to set up a time or to talk to me, I have a link called bit.ly/callbimal. And also they can visit my website. I have written 4 books. They can, you know, download any of those books or get the 1 year accelerator guide that I have prepared as well.
Good. Remind everybody that they are listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to be continuing with more guests after this short break.